MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Henry Biddlecombe from Anchor Capital. Henry, appreciate the early morning. FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google had a rough start, although I'm looking at a chart right now which shows me year to date, and that shows Apple down 17% all the way to Netflix down 72%. But it depends how I do my chart. If I zoom out to 1 year, Apple's actually positive, Google flat, and of course Netflix still under pressure. So time frames certainly matter a lot, but we've seen a lot of selling in the first couple of months of this year so far. Are you looking at some of them and thinking these prices are ridiculous and there is now just huge value opportunity here?
Yes, I mean, I think, at an index level, the story is almost misleading. I mean, when you look at the performance of the average stock in the U.S. market, mm-hmm. the drawdowns have been, in individual names, have been tremendous. In the S&P 500, the average stock's down by almost 25%. If you look at the NASDAQ, the average stock's down by almost 50%. it's gobsmacking, really. But when you look at the FANG stocks, ultimately these are higher quality, more growth-oriented names.
Yeah.
And in an environment where inflation's running away and interest rates are likely to trend upwards more aggressively than anticipated, these are not the sorts of stocks that will outperform.
I get you on that, but they're also not Peloton, where things are very much going backwards. I mean, this is Apple, who are hugely growth generative. Google, I mean, Amazon, I mean, even Facebook. I mean, they've got some challenges with the new Apple security, and they're spending on the metaverse. But these are not sort of newbie startups. These are established brands with giant audiences and proper revenues and profits.
Well, that's exactly right, and therein lies the opportunity, we think. But part of the challenge for investors at the moment is that it's very difficult to discern between lapping issues. So in other words, when you report your results now, mm-hmm. you're comparing yourself against a very high base coming out of the pandemic if you're a technology company.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of it, some companies may have structural issues. So, for example, Netflix subscriber growth seems to have stalled. Facebook's market penetration seems to have stalled. Amazon's e-commerce business growth seems to have slowed. So the question for investors now is, do you think these businesses have operational or structural issues, or is this just a lapping issue?
And is that then not also, and I a lot of when I'm chatting with CEOs around results, I'm actually looking back at 2019 rather than the previous period to try and almost remove the pandemic. And that's not really fair to do, but it gives me a better sense of perhaps operational more than anything else.
Well, you have to do that, firstly. But again, these businesses even themselves ultimately can't put a line through it and tell you exactly what relates to the pandemic and what relates to kind of a more structural growth headwinds. When looking at this set of names, I tend to view it as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're lapping a difficult base. I think that, the sort of macro environment isn't supportive of the growth end of the market. You've had significant drawdowns in some great names, and this is probably the time when you want to start rotating into them.
And some of them, and take Netflix as the one that's had the absolute horror time. They had the huge pull forward during the pandemic. Everyone signed up, and of course that starts to fade. They've also got Disney Plus suddenly coming to the market and creating some challenges there. But I'm looking at price to earnings. I mean, it's a price to earnings in the teens. I mean, that doesn't jump out at me and say expensive. Now, at $680, we could have made the argument, but at $160, this doesn't strike me, notwithstanding the challenges, as a stock that is priced to collapse.
Yeah, so I think Netflix is the most extreme example of a drawdown in this group.
Mm.
And I think, specifically re-Netflix, this really is a time to take a view on the business. And as you point out, 2020 was an incredible year for them from a subscriber additions perspective. They added 56 million subscribers that year. Mm-hmm. That's 3 years worth of subscriber growth in 1 year. So at least in my from my perspective, for subscriber growth to stall out over the preceding 2 years is nothing to be concerned about. And regarding the fundamentals, this is basically the cheapest the stock's ever been relative to profits. So if you back the story and we do, I think this is a great time to go long.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed with Netflix is they had some pricing power. They've actually put through price increases, which there was a lot of debate as whether that was possible. They've managed it, and maybe they lost some subscribers. But again, not a train wreck, and that pricing power is significant. You add a dollar to every account, what's that, $200 million a month you make extra?
Yeah, well, think about the value you're getting as a consumer. Oh, yeah. You know, we're paying 900 grand a month for DStv premium. Cable TV in the States is a similar price. For $12 to $13, you're getting more content that than you can watch in a lifetime. So I still think that it's an incredible value proposition. Mm-hmm. And just on that alone, I'm quite happy to stay a shareholder.
We'll leave it there. Henry Buttercombe, Anchor Capital, talking the FANG stocks. Henry, as always, really appreciate the time and the early morning insights. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.